Welcome back, everyone. This is Buddy the Rat, and I am back with my continuing encounter with Leto. This is Chapter 22, The Microcosm. To this day, I have no idea what really happened. This was not like the situation I experienced with Gary. That whole incident has always been somewhat fuzzy in my mind. I remember absolutely everything about Leto and the time we spent together. It's almost as if it's still happening in some way. There are nights I go to sleep, and it's happening again in just the same way. Over and over again, he is there, sucking me off and calling me his daddy. Even as I write this, I feel his tongue slithering up my butt and licking every part of my insides. Leto had absolutely no aversion to filth. He would put anything in his mouth, and he told me so at least once in our time together. He was the very definition of an oral maniac. During our time together, I asked him if he ever got sick. He replied, "Sometimes. I don't really care, though. I love using my mouth, my tongue, and I love cum." I believed him. He certainly went out of his way to prove it. His ability to rim was almost as shocking as his ability to suck cock. I don't think I can go into every detail of it. Let's be honest, rimming is a little on the gross side. But the feeling of it is beyond compare. Leto's tongue, being so incredibly long and prehensile, did things to my insides that go beyond explanation. It was magical and frankly relaxing. I had needed it after those two earth-shattering blowjobs he had given me back-to-back. I smiled. I sighed. I got horny again. I suppose that always had been the idea. A lot of my fear melted away. Indeed, the window was still blacked out. I did not understand that. I took it to be some sort of wicked hallucination. You never know with C-class dates. Sometimes drugs can just sort of happen without anybody saying anything. I've walked into some rooms that instantly made me high. I've never been able to prove it with Leto, though. All I know is that I could not see anything through my window for a good portion of his visit. I have no idea how long we were together. It could have been days. We had become quite comfortable with one another for a while. I didn't spend the entire time in bed. I had to get up and eat and even shower. He let me, but he was always there when I came back, and the window still had nothing outside of it. On the topic of that window, I did take a moment to get a better observation of it. I walked up to it, and even forced it open. I almost never opened that window, so it always gave me trouble. It had a tendency to stick, and you just about had to strike it with enough force to break the damn thing to get it to move upwards. I still managed to do it. Looking out into the dark, I could just make out the outside of the place. The light of my apartment was able to illuminate some of the building structure just outside, but there was nothing else visible. I could not even hear the city sounds. Providence had gone completely silent and dark. I imagined that if I had jumped out of my window, I would just fall forever, or possibly wrap around to the sky, forever falling past my apartment window for eternity. Giving up on the mystery, I closed the window back up and returned to my master. Perhaps one of the reasons I stopped caring about my job and Camilla was because they did not seem to exist anymore. It was just me, my apartment, and Leto. The microcosm. It was many moments condensed into a single one. That's just what it felt like. I was the prisoner of a vampire bat who wanted to suck as many loads out of me as he could. He had sex with me, too. I was always the bitch, though. Although it did not happen hardly at all, Leto would breed my ass. He was very slow when he fucked me. He never really went very hard. He simply thrust steadily until he creamed me. It was pretty nice, and I liked being used by him. Eventually, I had entirely given myself to spending eternity with Leto. I didn't understand why any of this was happening. It was all very surreal, but it seemed at the time that it really was my reality. I still wondered if I'd been drugged, but I have come to suspect that it was just Leto, the bat who said I was really his mother and that I needed to extract him from the island of Mu. It felt like he just knew more about me than even I did. Although this revelation startled me at first, it eventually helped me to just accept his dominance over me. During my time with Leto, he sucked exactly 6 loads from me, rimmed me 3 separate times, and fucked me in the ass a total of 4 times. It seemed like more somehow, but that was my count. Every single one of these moments was incredible. And I really do miss him. I miss him because at some point he left me. He left me, and I couldn't get him to come see me again. Also, everything was back to normal. It was like I had woken up from a dream, but none of it had felt like a dream. It felt like yesterday. It still feels like yesterday. It will always feel like yesterday. Leto's profile was still listed. I texted him on my phone. Leto, why did you leave? We spent enough time together. Thanks for all the fun, Daddy. But I want more. I don't care about anything else. I'll let you keep sucking down my loads forever. There's a lot of people who care about you, Daddy. Don't forget about them. I'm not all you have in life. Take care. I'm gonna go find someone else to suck off.
Leto, no, I'm not ready to let go.
See you later, Daddy. I'm not gonna post anymore.
Leto, please. Leto? Hello?
He's still out there. From time to time, I think I see him in one place or another. I'm never quite sure. I keep asking myself if the thing he did to me happens to other people. Was Leto a real vampire? A real cock-sucking vampire? I ask this question almost every day, constantly re-examining the events that took place in my apartment. Only yesterday.
Something tells me there's more to this Leto situation than even I understand. Either way, I've been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.